Joining us right now here in studio is Drake May. And let me pull up the reads for Drake May, as I should already have them up here, but I don't. So, yeah, Drake, welcome. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good to see you. And Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by Cardi's Furniture and Mattress. Get next day delivery with removal and disposal at Cardi's Furniture and Mattress. Drake May, the man of the hour. Welcome. It's good to finally talk with you here. Now, we talked with you right after you got drafted in a previous incarnation of the show. It was over the phone. So this is our first time talking to you in person. And let's just go ahead and ask you, did your debut in the NFL go the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it did. I think you want to come out with a win. I think that's the kind of ultimate goal, especially in your first start, is coming out with a win. And we didn't get that done. Playing against a good football team and definitely had flashes. But at the end of the day, what we preach in that locker room is winning football, and we didn't come out on top.
What were your emotions? What did it feel like to start the game? Did you feel like at some point you settled in and maybe put the butterflies away? What was sort of the emotional range you felt?
Yeah, those first, kind of just pregame, just a little nervous and a little, really excited. I was kind of anxious for kickoff, and kind of after the first couple drives, kind of settled in a little bit. I thought I was seeing it well. I was throwing the football well. Obviously, would like to have a couple throws back, but at the end of the day, I thought the guys played hard. We fought to the end, and I thought, we had a couple times, a couple chances where we were, fighting our way to get back in it, and we just put defense in some bad spots and turn over the football, and can't do that in this league.
Getting the ball with 1 minute left to go before halftime. Obviously, you have the 2 minute drill. It's really a 1 minute drill, but going out there and sort of seeing the field, did it seem like the game kind of opened up for you a little bit right there? Did it seem like there was guys getting extra steps and you just seeing the field a little bit better maybe than you did in the beginning when you were all pumped up?
Yeah, I think the big thing in kind of, 2 minute drill, or like I said, 1 minute drill at the end there, is just finding completions. And a little shoot 5 yard, it was really like a spot route to pop over on the sideline, turns into a big play, and just credit those guys for just me trying to find completions and let them make the plays, and end up having a matchup one on one where the Texans are trying to probably keep us out of field goal range, trying to heat us up and, hit booty down the sideline. So little things like that, yeah, it makes you, gives a, rookie quarterback some confidence going into, halftime, and then, come out of halftime and, hold the ball too long and, turnover. So just little things like that, Coach Mayo is preaching complimentary football, and we're not getting that done. But like I said earlier, we showed some flashes, we got some stuff to build on, and we're excited to get to London and get back at it.
I feel like we have to rewind a little bit. So your debut was yesterday, but it was week 6 for the team. We heard so much from your head coach and AVP about the plan and you developing behind the scenes. Why was yesterday right for you, and how were you maybe better prepared for yesterday based on watching Jacoby through the first 5 games of the season and everything that went on the practice field and the game field?
Yeah. Just first off, just really thankful to get the opportunity to get out there. I think they had a plan, and I think they, once they gave me the nod, they gave me a full week to prepare for the game, and that's something you want. You don't want to be informed, a couple days or day of the game, get you a full week of practice being the starter and handling all the other stuff, handling that. So, really, I think, the biggest thing taking from the game and, how we, didn't come up on top, but just kind of getting the sense of, being the starting quarterback and being the starting quarterback in this NFL, and, what you need to see and learn through Jacoby the first 5 weeks of how he prepares and how he handles, different things, and how he kept on, fighting, get back up and when he's getting hit, and little things like that is kind of, what helped me in playing the game on the sideline. All those kind of different things that kind of play into, me kind of, quote unquote, getting more ready and just kind of seeing things and seeing how it plays out, and instead of going out there week 1, kind of, a little bit of deer in the headlights, trying to figure it out, and kind of felt more comfortable going out there, last week, seeing some how things work and how we game plan, and what AVP wants from the quarterback, and little things that kind of go a long way in playing football and playing quarterback.
Would you say you're a more visual learner, or that you learn more by going out there and actually playing? Which one of those things do you think is more beneficial for you as a player?
Yeah, I think it's hard to replicate the game reps. I think it's hard to replicate that, and watching film and studying film and using the VR and all the visual stuff can help, but at the same time, getting out there and live bullets is hard to beat.
Did you want to start week 1? Like, did you want to be the starter all season long? Was that something that you just sort of were week after week expecting to get that call and disappointed when you didn't get it?
No, I think, you understand that, Jacoby coming in as a veteran, what he brings to the table, and I thought, he played his butt off and did everything he could. But at the same time, just, sitting at 1-4 and So the rest is, you know, that's that. And, you know, from there, you always want to be the starter, preparing like you're the starter. And, you know, if you in a quarterback room in the NFL, you don't want to be the starter, you probably won't be in there very long.
Now, 24 hours later, I'm sure you've kind of watched the film and seen everything, and now you also have your memory of it. What's the best thing you did yesterday? What's the worst thing you did yesterday?
The best thing I did is probably handling some adversity. You know, obviously coming out and that second drive with pop over the middle and miss him over the middle. You know, just something to beat myself up about. You know, on the sideline, I feel like I need to make those throws. And so my best thing is throwing across the middle. Left a lot of yards out there for pop, I think, especially on some of the crossing routes. But other than that, I think, you know, bounce back from adversity. Yeah, end up, you know, putting together a scoring drive at the end of the half and kind of coming out with some juice in the second half. And then we run that, come back, and, you know, we're in it again. And then, you know, the tipped interception. So I feel like times when we were battling adversity, I think we fought back and tried to get ourselves a chance to, you know, get back in the game. We just didn't capitalize. And then something I can improve on is just, you know, helping the guys up front. They got a tough task, you know, bad on injuries and had a great D-line from Houston. So getting the ball out and, you know, realizing that sometimes incompletion is the best play.
One of my favorite plays that you had yesterday, it was a play action. I think it was Hasty. And then you ran up the middle and you pushed Hasty into the linebacker and then just kept going. You've always been touted coming out of college and starting off here as a mobile quarterback, a guy who can get out there and run. What'd you think of the way you were able to do that in the game yesterday? Is that something that you want to be able to build off of? And how much of your game do you think that's going to be this year?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of my game. I think, you know, one thing I was trying to do yesterday is not, you know, try to hunt those plays up, just kind of let them come to me and, you know, on a big play. And, you know, that's part of my game. It's how I play. And like I said, not trying to hunt those plays up, but it's definitely something that I can kind of feel and feel like I have a good feel for.
I have this working theory that your family and your brothers are obviously a big part of developing you and maybe preparing you for everything that comes with being a franchise quarterback. That video where they called you a bitch, that thing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes being kind of humbled or put in your place. I believe they were up for the game. Do you feel, and you mentioned them last night, talking about how they'll remind you that you lost. They're not necessarily going to say you threw three touchdowns. They're going to. How big a part is your family in terms of helping prepare you for being the starting quarterback of an NFL team and taking the good, the bad, and everything in between?
No, I think it's huge. Huge having, you know, three older brothers that, you know, have been through a lot of experiences in sports and seeing, you know, a lot of great games where they played well, but they lost, and a lot of games where they didn't play as well, and we won. I think the biggest thing we got out of them is we were more happy when we won, you know, than we lost. And that's kind of, you know, how we grew up. And we were always, you know, if a score was being kept, you know, you want to be on the winning side. And, you know, it was never, you know, it was always first loser, you know, not second place. So that's kind of the motto. And I think it helps, you know, still remind me to this day, you know, there's not as much competing going on between the brothers, but, you know, we compete in our own ways. And, you know, my brother Luke's playing, you know, basketball in Japan overseas. So he's living through it right now in his career. And now I'm on the stage in the NFL. So they do a good job of, you know, reminding me, hey, you know, you missed that throw, or, hey, nice play. And they do a good job of pumping me up at the same time, keeping me humble.
Coach Mayo was asked this morning about how you handled the week and your personality. And he said, you almost have a Gronk-ish personality, Rob Gronkowski, who everybody knows was, I don't know, the frat boy tight end, the fun-loving tight end, but also a really smart, productive, hardworking football player. Do you think there's some truth maybe in that comparison? Does that work for you?
I think it's easy, yeah, with you know, the brothers that he has and the sports brothers to make a connection like that. You know, Gronk's, you know, legend and, you know, what he did here. And I think, you know, what kind of goes, you know, without saying is the work he put in and what he did on the field. I'm just trying to bring energy, as a starting quarterback, you know, for this football team and try to bring it every week. And then just try to be authentic. That's the biggest thing, is to be real and create real relationships and kind of start, you know, leading in that way.
At the end of the game, I know the game was basically over at that point, but you guys were going for it on fourth down. You were picking up fourth down conversions, and then it seemed like you just were, you know, kind of handing off, letting the clock run out. Did you want to take a couple shots there, or was that just, you know, game's over, we're moving on?
Yeah, we had some shots to throw to the end zone, and you know, they're sitting back waiting, you know, for a, you know, a go route or something in the end zone. So just trying to stay out there, just trying to stay healthy and try to, you know, make some right throws and not take any hits.
What's your relationship with Alex Van Pelt? I know Coach Mayo in the summer said that's going to be the one voice you hear. That's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And clearly you two have a key relationship in terms of your development and this offense's development. What's your relationship with him, and how do you think that can maybe grow as you get experience on the field?
Oh, yeah, he's been great. I think, you know, the best thing about AVP is, you know, he's done it. He's played quarterback. He's played in college, played in this league, and you understand what needs to be done. And you know, what it takes to, you know, play, you know, at a high level in this league. You know, also to say, you know, the guys he's coached, you know, he's coached some great ones and Rodgers and some of those guys. So just trying to, you know, soak it all up. I think, you know, Jacoby's, you know, it's been awesome to have him in the room, kind of be, a, you know, another a guy who's been in that position and played in this league and seen a lot of different things. So AVP, you know, he's great. He's very positive and he's positive with the whole group. But at the same time, he keeps in check and expects a lot out of us. So I think the biggest thing for his offense is just, you know, what they're emphasizing and, you know, what we're emphasizing offensively. Like last week, starting fast, we need to get that done. The little things like that that we need to do, we need to execute them, and that's the big thing. So,
all right, quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Today's question comes to us from Doug in Alston, and he says, Drake, what do you plan on doing in London when you get there? Any sightseeing, any tourism, anything that you really, Big Ben, Parliament, any of that stuff? What are you going to be doing out there?
I've actually been to London before. My uncle used to live out there when I was growing up, and we went to the 2012 Olympics, so it was pretty sweet. So I've been to London before, but other than that, probably won't do much. Try to get ready for the game. You know, we're going out there on, you know, it's a business trip, but at the same time, it's a cool thing, you know, playing out there overseas and in London. So may try to see some of the, yeah, Big Ben or, you know, one of the clocks.
Piccadilly Square.
Exactly. Something like find that. Something good to eat.
They mentioned on the broadcast that some people reached out to you to wish you good luck in your first start. They said one of them was Peyton Manning. How did that interaction go? What's your relationship with Peyton Manning? Can you give us
some insight? Just got to know him through the Manning Camp, Manning Passing Academy down there, the Manning Passing Camp down there in Louisiana down there, hot. And he brings college quarterbacks. I think it's a great thing what they do, you know, him and Eli and Big Archie. They bring, you know, college quarterbacks together to train, you know, kids around the country trying to play quarterback. And just got to know, you know, Peyton and Eli, and they've been, you know, great, you know, mentors. And just, you know, the thing, I'm around them a little bit, just try to ask a bunch of questions. And, you know, they're two of the best that's been in this league.
So. Do you feel like you belong in that world? Do you get awestruck? I mean, like, you know, Peyton Manning's wishing you luck. You were with Tom Brady in the summer. You're, you know, working with Jacoby Brissett and NFL players. Has it set in yet that you're in that world? You're a franchise quarterback?
No, I don't think it's really set in. I don't think, you know, either that I'm in that world, you know, yet. So I got a lot of work to do, but, you know, it is pretty cool, you know, especially, you know, being around here in Boston and Foxborough, seeing some of the fans and having them reach out and even out and about is pretty special.
That guy over there, I just happened to notice when I look at I have to see Tom Brady. So
it is what it is.
Andrew Bledsoe.
Andrew Bledsoe. So you're next in line.
Yep, that's right. All right, Drake May, thanks so much for coming by. We'll look forward to talking with you all season long, and good luck in England against Jacksonville this weekend.
Sweet. Thank you. Yeah,
all right,
thanks for
having me on. That's Drake May joining us here on WEEI Afternoons, and we will take a quick break now. We will return. And when we come back, we will get back to your phone call. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're right back here on WEEI Afternoons live at Gillette.